我们教会的最近的灵修的进度呢，是在过去这个礼拜是在但以理书。
So we are our church in terms of scripture reading, we are on the book of Daniel.
那但以理呢？当我们正在念到但以理书，就发现但以理真是个很特别的人物。
And of course, as we read the book of Daniel, we know that Daniel is no ordinary people.
他怎么样在外邦的一个环境里面，但是他却持守尊主为大。
He was able to stand firm even within the midst of the foreigners.
当他高举神的时候，神就抬举他。
And then when he lift up God, and then God will lift him up.
所以但以理的祷告，上帝都垂听。
And so the prayer of Daniel, God have been listening and give the special promise to him.
所以很多的时候，当我们遵从神的时候，我们高举神的时候，神就高举我们。
So as we lift up God, God will lift us up.
很多年以前有一本书叫做《但以理读书法》。
And many years ago, there's a book about Daniel's starting method.
这个作者呢，是一个韩国人，叫金东焕。
And the author is he's a Korean. He's Dong Hwan Kim.
他从国中的时候开始呢，每天早上四点半就跟着他们妈妈到教会去祷告一个半小时。
So starting his middle school, that every day that he woke up at 4:30 in the morning, he went to church with his mom for prayer for 1.5 hours.
然后才回家吃饭，然后才去上学。
And then afterwards, they went back to have breakfast and go to school.
所以神就不断的就赐福给他。
And so, of course, because of that, God blessed him abundantly.
后来呢，他就进了韩国最好的大学，汉城大学。
And then he went to the best university in Korea.
所以到了汉城大学以后呢，功课当然是很忙，但是他却花很多的时间来帮助那些就是贫穷穷困的这些人家的孩子们。
And although that he was very busy in studying, he still spent time to help those people in need.
不止教他们功课，而且呢，把他们带到神的面前，成为门徒。
Not only he was tutoring academically, he also bring those kids to God.
花了许许多多一个礼拜，花好几天时间都在做这些。
And then he spent a lot of time within every single week to do that.
最后他在学校，他的大学毕业的时候呢，他是全校第一名毕业。
And then he graduated he was number one in his class when he graduated from the university.
他的成绩是99点多少分，几乎是满分毕业。
And he almost have a full mark when he was graduating.
所以他是一个祷告的人。
And he was a man of prayer.
而且他是一个像但以理一样，他叫但以理的这种遵从神的这种爱神的祷告。
And then his prayer is similar to what Daniel did.
他的妈妈也很厉害，叫做朴三顺。
And his mom was her name is San Sun Pu.
他也写了一本书叫《但以理子女教育法》
，and she also wrote a book about Daniel's method of bring up your kid。
他就想到怎么样让这些孩子们远离这些外面的世俗的环境，能够在神的里面来成长。
So that she was teaching how to help children to deny the worldly view and being isolated.
是一个神本的，以神为本，以神为尊，神为大的一种教育方式。
And that was a educational method that you exalt God alone.
它很简单，它的教导方式就是你不祷告就没有饭吃。
And then the principle was simple that if you don't pray, you don't have any food.
你不读圣经的时候呢，你就不准念书。
And if you are not studying any Bible, you're not studying any book.
结果他的孩子们，一个是留美的钢琴家。
And then among her children, one is a pianist in U.S.
一个是医生。
One of them is doctor.
一个就是这个金东焕，现在是做牧师了。
And then another one is this Dong Hwan Kim. He's now a pastor.
所以我就想到说，哦，有但以理的读书法。
And then, of course, there is a Daniel's method of studying.
也有但以理的子女教育法。
And there is a Daniel's method of bringing up your children.
那我们说今天呢，也有一个叫做但以理祷告法。
And then there is also a Daniel way of prayer.
我们就看但以理书第九章这一段的经文。
And let's look at Daniel chapter 9.
如果你有你有圣经或者有手机。就是可以看到上下文的会比较好。那个，如果你都没有的话，那你只好跟着这个大荧幕。
Well, it is good that if you can just, you have,
if you have Bible, you open
your Bible,
yeah.
Then you just bring up your Bible.
Don't just rely on the screen. Okay. 那啊、经文呢啊、我来念，因为很长啊，所以我们时间会很赶，所以我来一个人念就可以，大家来看。那英文我们就可能不念了。Yes. 那英文 you just read English if you only know English. Yeah. 好，但以理书第九章第一节，马代族亚哈水鲁的儿子大利乌立为加勒底国的王，元年，就是他在位第一年，我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米。论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满，我便进食披麻蒙灰，定义向主神祈求祈祷恳求，我向耶和华我的神祈祷认罪，说主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主守主诫命的人守约施慈爱，我们犯罪作孽行恶叛逆，偏离你的诫命典章，没有听从你仆人众先知奉你名向我们君王首领列祖和国中一切百姓所说的话。主啊，你是公义的，我们是脸上蒙羞的，因我们犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民并以色列众人，或在近处或在远处，被你赶到各国的人都得罪了你，正如今日一样。主啊，我们和我们的君王首领列祖因得罪了你，就都脸上蒙羞。主，我们的神是怜悯饶恕人的，我们却违背了他，也没有听从耶和华我们神的话，没有遵行他借仆人众先知向我们所陈明的律法。以色列众人都犯了你的律法，偏行不听从你的话，因此在你仆人摩西律法上所写的咒诅和誓言都请在我们身上，因我们得罪了神，他使大灾祸临到我们，成就了警戒我们和审判我们官长的话，原来在普天之下未曾行过像在耶路撒冷所行的。这一切灾祸临到我们身上是照摩西律法上所写的，我们却没有求耶和华我们神的恩典，使我们回头离开罪孽，明白你的真理。所以耶和华留意使这灾祸临到我们身上，因为耶和华我们的神在他所行的事上都是公义，我们并没有听从他的话。主我们的神啊，你曾用大能的手领你的子民出埃及地，使自己得了名，正如今日一样，我们犯了罪做了恶。主啊，求你按你的大仁大义，使你的怒气和愤怒转离你的城耶路撒冷，就是你的圣山耶路撒冷和你的子民，因我们的罪恶和我们列祖的罪孽被四围的人羞辱。我的神啊，现在求你垂听仆人的恳求，祈祷恳求，为自己使脸光照你荒凉的圣所。我的神啊，求你侧耳而听，睁眼而看，眷顾我们荒凉之地和称为你名下的城。我们在你面前恳求，原不是因自己的义，乃因你的大怜悯。我们来祷告。主啊，我们在你面前能够恳求，不是因我们的义，乃是因你的大怜悯。阿爸父啊，我们赞美你。主，我们能够来到你的面前，是因为你先爱了我们。主啊，我们虽然在罪中，但主你爱我们，你愿意成为我们的父亲，一生的来带领我们，来照顾我们，保护我们，也喂养我们。主啊，我们在这里求主你借着你的经文今天来向我们说话，让我们真知道主我们当怎样行才在你的里面，我们当怎样行才能够得着从你那来所谓丰盛生命的祝福。让我们借着祷告，主啊，我们更深的与你贴近的时候，主求你来教导我们。我们把这段时间恭敬仰望在恩主的手上，求主来带领，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告，阿们。当我们看到这些但以理书第九章这段祷告的时候，这是非常典型的一个祷告。
And as we read this scripture from Daniel chapter 9, that's a very typical prayer.
那我们知道，当但以理在做这个祷告的时候呢，他是心里面有一个激动的心。
And when Daniel was doing this prayer, he was full of excitement.
因为他听到一件事情，他从耶利米的先知的话里面知道说，耶路撒冷荒凉七十年未满。
And so according to the book of Jeremiah, the Jerusalem will become desolate for 70 years.
所以在605年公元前，就是主前605年但以理被掳了。
So 605 BC, that Daniel was taken captive.
所以从这个时候开始呢，一直到现在，大概539-538 BC， 就是大概过了大概67-68了。
So that the now it is about 538 or 539 BC. So it's about 67-68 years now.
所以屈指算算，大概在一两年这一个事情呢，这个就要发生了。70年未满，就荒凉呢的年数已经满了。
So that it is only a few years away from the 70 years, which is the year that the Jerusalem will become desolate.
所以他就开始有一个急切的心，要开始向神来祷告。
So he was in urgent and a prayer that is praying to God.
那在这一段的经文里面呢，我们其实可以分开来五个部分。
And then within this passage, that there's five parts.
所以我们只会今天只会讲第一个部分。
And we're only looking at the first part.
第一个部分是什么呢？
And what's the first part?
第一个部分就是讲到他是用赞美为开始的祷告，所谓赞美的祷告。
So the first part is the prayer of praise.
一开始的时候他怎么说呢？第四节。
And let's look at verse 4.
他说，主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主守主诫命的人怎么样？守约施慈爱。
It says, Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant,of love with all who love him and obey his commandment.
讲到这一位神是一个大而可畏的神。
And it's talking about this God that is awesome and great.
是 awesome, 各位，就是非常了不起，很棒的一个神。
And it's talking about this God is great.
所以这是一个赞美的祷告开始。
So this is a prayer that started with praises.
所以我们祷告有五个方面，第一个方面就是赞美。
So there are five parts in the prayer. The first part is the prayer of praise.
那我怎么记呢？就是我们有五件事情很难记，那我们就记很简单，就是用一个祷告的手，赞美的祷告就是我们的大拇指来记，然后很简单，因为你长到大拇指，你说这个人怎么样？棒，就是了不起，赞美，赞美他。
So that the five parts that you can think about, your hands being five fingers, the first one is your thumb, and that represent the prayer.Of praises.
第二个祷告呢，第二个层面的祷告就是讲到认罪的祷告。
And then the second prayer is the prayer of confession.
所以在这个认罪的祷告里面呢，他花了很大的篇幅在做认罪的祷告，因为当时实在以色列人是违背了神。
And then there's within that this passage.There's a long passage about confessions.
从第五节一直到第十五节都在讲，十一节的经文都在讲认罪。
So from verse 5 to verse 15, all of them are all a prayer of confession.
为自己认罪，为耶路撒冷的居民认罪。
And that is for confession for himself, confession for the residents of Jerusalem.
被赶到外面的人认罪。
And then for those the captive.
为君王、为首领、为列祖都在认罪。
And as for the king, for the rulers, and so forth.
所以是一个很多的一个认罪的祷告。
And that so that is a long passage, a long prayer for of confession.
所以在我们的祷告里面还有一个方面的祷告，就是认罪的祷告。
So that in our prayer, there's the second part is the prayer of confession.
有的时候是为我们自己认罪。
And sometimes it's for our own self.
有的时候是为别人做这种代偿性的这种认罪。
And sometimes that you're confessing on behalf of other.
好像但以理为这些首领们认罪一样。
It's just like Daniel was doing confession for on behalf of this ruler.
我们可以为我们的总统、为我们的州长、市长来他们做的不对的地方，我们可以为着他们来向神认罪。
So likewise, we can have a prayer of confession on behalf of our president, our governor, our mayor, city mayor, and so forth.
所以呢，第一个是什么？什么的祷告，记得住哈，赞美的祷告。完了以后我们大家都要记得住。第一个是赞美的，第二个呢，认罪。你看到狮子，你想到什么？指责啊，不要指别人，我们就指自己就可以了。
Okay, so the first one is the prayer of praise. The second one is a prayer of confession, but not don't point the finger outside. Point it to ourselves.
第三件事情，第三个方面的祷告就是一个代求的祷告。
And the third one, the third prayer is the prayer of intercession.
所以但以理想到这个城，以耶路撒冷城的一个荒凉，他在办巴比伦，但是他就为着耶路撒冷的人，又为着耶路撒冷的荒凉来祷告。
So when Daniel was in Babylon, he was praying on behalf of for intercession for the residents of Jerusalem.
所以代求的祷告就是为着别人身自己身外的事情，很多人的需要，很多就是世界发生的事情来祷告。
So the prayer of intercession is the prayer for other people, not for yourself.
那我们用中指来记。
And now we use the middle fingers.
看到中指，你想到什么？
And what do you think that when you look at the middle fingers?
不要乱想啊。中指我是觉得它是最长的，那指头里面伸出来的最长的，所以我们周围呢需要很多很多，这是我们常常会听到这个人有需要，那个人有需要，好多代祷的需要，所以呢用中指来记，为人家的需要来祷告。
So that as middle finger is the longest finger of, so that there are many, many, needs out there, so that, that's how help us remember that the middle finger represent the prayer of intercessions that, we can do prayer for a lot of needs outside for.
好，所以这个是赞美的祷告，认罪的祷告，中间这个代求的祷告。第四个呢，啊，我要用这只手，为什么？因为呢，这叫做一个心腹的祷告。
And then the fourth one, is the prayer of the bride.
特别就是讲到当神跟人，我们是一个爱的一个连结关系。
And it's talking about the connections that we have.With God that is based on love.
在圣经上面讲到，主耶稣是新郎，我们是新妇，所以是一种啊，就着关系、连结关系里面爱的关系来祷告。
As we're talking about the how we get connected to the Lord Jesus Christ, as He is the bridegroom, we are the bride.
所以就是怎么样在一个啊，好像夫妻谈恋爱的这种啊，我不知道大家，我想都谈过，哇，年轻人还没有谈过恋爱。哇，你结过婚的话，你一定谈过恋爱，也不一定。anyway, 就是那种谈恋爱里面呢，让我们戴了结婚戒指，就表示我们就在这个婚姻的这种爱的里面来 fellowship, 来团契。
Okay, so the ring finger just represented the prayer of the bride and that you have a connection with God as the bride.
所以我们就是来到神的面前，就是安静的，很多人把它当作叫做等候神的祷告，不管它叫什么，就是一种灵交式的祷告，就是跟神是建立关系的，好像在享受彼此，享受彼此坐席，享受我们之间那种甜蜜关系的一种祷告方式。
So sometimes that you have the prayer that you wait upon God and that is like you are enjoying the moment that you have with God.It's very, very close.
好，所以是有什么赞美的祷告，有认罪的祷告，有代求的祷告，然后有心腹的祷告，最后一个祷告叫做谦卑的祷告。
And the last one is the prayer of humbleness.
也就是在但以理这一开始讲他怎么样，他禁食披麻蒙灰，第三节定意向主神祈祷。恳求，所以他怎么样？他披麻蒙灰，他是在一个非常等于是非常降卑的一个情况来跟上帝祷告。
So in the verse 3 that he's talked about that I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petitions, in fasting, and he also sackcloth and ashes.
所以这是一个谦卑在神面前，这个是虽然是最后一个，但是是最重要。为什么？因为如果没有最后这个，前面的全部不算数。因为呢，祷告出于自意，或者是出于这个习惯，什么那个都没有什么太多的意义。但是呢，如果我们真实的谦卑来到神面前，所有的祷告就都有意义了。
So that even though this is the last prayer, that's probably the most important one. Because if you don't come in front of God in humbleness.But in self-righteousness, all the other prayers that you have earlier is meaningless.
所以谦卑的祷告很重要。所以我们再来复习一次。来，第一个是
First one
赞美的祷告。第二个呢，认罪。第三个，代求。第四个，心腹或者灵交的祷告。第五个呢，谦卑。好，这小拇指怎么记？因为最小 pinky 啊，所以很谦卑。
Hey, you want to practice in English?
哇，Anyway， 所以呢，我们就现在呢，我是先 lay out 一个大概的一个structure。那我们接下来呢，我们就开始讲今天讲第一个，赞美的祷告。
So as we lay down the foundation of the five different parts of prayer, we're just now going to focus today on the prayer of praises today.
我们再来看第四节，我们再来看哈。
Let's look at verse 4 again.
他讲到什么呢？啊，讲到什么？主啊，怎么样？我们一起来念好吗？主啊，中间好。主啊，大而可畏的神，
向爱
守主诫命的人，怎么样？守约施慈爱，他是一个 great and 一个什么 awesome 的 God， 是一个伟大的，是一个荣耀的一种了不起的一个神。
So that it talks about, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with all who loves him.And obey his command.
所以这是我们祷告 的时候呢，这一开始的时候呢，这是一个最好的开始，就是用赞美开始我们的祷告。
So that as we start our prayer, that we start with prayer with praises.
所以我们来看诗篇一百篇第四节。
And then look at Psalm 100, verse 4.
好，他讲到说什么呢？当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。你要进到神的门，进到神的院，要用什么？要用称谢，要用赞美来进去。
And it says that enter the gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. So as you enter the court of God, you enter with praise.
所以同样的道理，当我们来到神的面前要祷告的时候呢，最好的开始的方式就是一个赞美。
So the best way to start your prayer is to start with praises.
赞美呢是可以满足神的心意的一种祷告方式。
And as praises can fulfill the heart of God.
因为神喜悦，他也定义要人来赞美他。
And because it pleases God, and he want the people to praise God.
我们来看诗篇六十九篇三十到三十一节。
And let's look at Psalm 69:30-31.
好，他说我要以诗歌赞美神的名，以感谢称他为大，这便叫耶和华喜悦，甚似献牛或是献有角有蹄的公牛。
It says I'll praise God's name in songs and glorify him with thanksgiving. This will praise the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull with his horns and hooks.
所以一就讲说，当我们用赞美的方式来赞美我们的神的时候呢，他的反应是什么？
And,
喜悦。
And as we praise God, what is his response? He greatly praises God.
有时候呢，比献什么祭啊，当时献祭，就是献，不管你献什么好的，很多的时候呢，还不如我们来赞美他。
And it's even more than when you offer up your sacrifices. It doesn't really matter what at that time offer up whatever sacrifices. Praising God is more pleasing to God.
神喜欢他的孩子来赞美他，跟他保持一个赞美的关系。
And he pleases the God when his children praises him.
大家有没有觉得说，你的孩子像很多孩子要准备去念大学啊，你就发现说，哦，这个孩子呢，常常是来找你的时候呢，都是有需要来找你的。
And as many of our kids now entering into university, you'll find out that when they come to you, that's generally they come with a need.
常常有时候打电话来了，哎，我要买这个，或者我没有钱，就是我有需要，你能够
There are a lot of communication and calls comes when he or she has the need.
那就很少人打电话来说啊 ，Dad, you're so great.
I'll be.Practically,
爸，你真棒。
There'll be a rare occasion that when they call back and say, "Dad, you're just a great dad."
我真以你为荣啊。
I am so proud of you.
没有一个爸爸像你这么棒的。
I have never seen a dad that's as great as you.
你收到这电话，你会怎么想
？And what would you think that when you get that kind of call?
What do you need?
Yeah, you would think that. Okay, what do you need?
那如果那个孩子打电话就是这样 ，You are so great, I'm proud of you. 咔，挂电话，就觉得说、哦、今天是 something different.
Yeah, if they just wanted to say that you are great and then just hang up the phone, you'll be there's something wrong there.
所以你就会觉得说，哦，你很特别，这很特别。然后他如果常常做的话呢，你的心意就很满足。你觉得说，哦，我跟我的孩子不只是我，他来就是我要帮助他。那他还有一件事情就是他愿意以我为荣。他愿意来遵从我，那是让做一个父亲是非常喜悦的事情。
So that if it is actually a normal occasion, then you'll feel very special because they don't come to you just for need only.
所以当我们跟神祷告的时候，当我们就求很多的事情，神也都听啊，因为他是我们的父亲 ，anyway 都会听。但是呢，如果我们越多赞美的时候呢，他的心意就更加的喜悦。
So that as we come before God, that of course there's whatever we say and we pray that He will listen. But if we come with praises, that pleases Him.
再来就是赞美呢，会带下神的同在。
So praises will bring the presence of God.
诗篇二十二篇第三节。
And in Psalm 22 verse 3.
好，我们来看二十二章第三节，这边讲到说，但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为什么宝座的
？So it says, yet you are enthroned as the holy one. You are the praise of Israel.
这个宝座上面有讲说，或做居所，实际上就是这个字的意思，就是坐下来，或者是说停留在那边，好，或者是住在这个地方。
So that enthroned meaning in the original text is like stay or sit down.
就是跟你在一起，就是坐着了。
And it's like as if he will stay with you.
所以意思就是说，当我们在赞美的当中呢，神就很喜欢坐在这个当中，很深的同在，让我们能够来感受得到。
So basically, what it means really is when you praise, it's as if God will come and sit down and stay with you.
那你会觉得说，这个我们每一次敬拜，像我们今天的敬拜也是一开始都是在唱诗歌，在赞美，这为什么都是这个样子呢
？And as we were starting our service, we always started with praise, worship and prayer.
这就是我们先用赞美来进入神的同在里面。
And that's because through worship and praise that we can enter into the presence of the Lord.
我这样问，当我们开始敬拜的时候，神是不是已经在这里了
As we start worshiping, is God already? Is
他当然在这里。
Of course, He is.
这是他奉他名的聚会的时候，他当然在这里。
And of course, because we are all gathered in His name.
但是更重要的问题是，他有没有在我的心里面
？And the more important thing is God live within your heart?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
看我们当时的状况。
And it kind of depends on the situation, how we are.
怎么样进入神的同在？赞美。
So how do we get into the presence of God?The only thing is to praise.
所以有的时候我们会不小心迟到了，说我们就赶一个聚会什么就迟到了，或者主日崇拜我们迟到的时候，你就发现，哎呀，就慌慌张张，乱很乱。
So as we are late for any gathering, that there's just chaos.
有人觉得说啊，唱诗晚了也没有关系。
And there are people who say, well, it's okay to be late for praise and worship.
但是当我们缺少了赞美的时候，我们的心是关闭的。我们那天的信息对我们来讲呢，就没有任何的效果了。
But lacking the praise and worship, that your heart is closed, and so the message won't get to you.
你知道，地主收割庄稼的时候，他是割麦穗，割下来大捆大捆的收进来。
So as the harvest time that you're taking out entire the stock with big stock.
好像我们吃那个生命的粮一样，我们大捆大捆的。当我们的心对的时候，神的同在满足，我们大捆大捆的把信息、神的话就放进我们的心里面。
So when we have the presence of Lord, His message is will fill up our heart just like as if this you are in a full harvest.
但是当我们的心不 ready 的时候呢，我们只能像那个后面跟着捡麦穗的人，捡充饥而已。
And then, but if our heart is closed, then we can only pick up those leftovers.
所以很多的时候不在乎这个神已经在这个地方，但是我们的心是不是已经敞开 ，ready for 神的同在，神的话语。
So even though God is among us, the important thing is whether your heart is ready, to receive God's presence.
另外一个事情就是赞美呢，它是把我们的眼目呢能够从世界转向了上帝
，so that praises bring us focus to God。
这样子问，当我们讲到赞美的时候呢，你想到什么
？So that what do you think about when you hear the word praise？
讲到赞美的话，它就等同于比如说称赞啊或者称扬、称颂啊，这些都可以，就说你很好。
So you think about commanding or admirations and things like that.
所以就是讲到外面的一个人或者一件事情做的是 well done, 很棒，我们就说哇，我们赞美他，真棒。
So it's talking about things that is so well done that we commend that things being well done.
所以赞美神的意思就是说，把我们的眼光就对在神的身上，说哇，神好棒。
So that as we praise God and then we focus on God and say, God, you are so awesome and great.
不在乎我现在的光景，我的现在的环境怎么样？那不是现在的焦点，现在的焦点是神好棒，他是大有能力的神。
So the focus is not on our current situation or it is the focus is on God because He's great and awesome.
所以这是我们基督徒一个很重要的操练，就是我们懂得神在做宝座。
So that as Christian, we must understand that God sits on His throne.
所以很多的时候，我们很多的事情在发生，很多是 negative 的事情在发生。
So there are many negative things in the world.
负面的东西在发生。
And there are so many things.
很多是你不喜欢看到的。
And it's something that you don't like to see.
但是你要知道一件事情，天上还有一个做宝座的神。
But you must know that there is a God who sits on the throne.
所以我们如果把我们的眼目看在周围的事情的时候，我们就只有被周围的事情抓住。
So as we focus on the situation that is around us, that those things will grab our attention and grab us.
外面是不好的，我们就跟着忧郁。
And so that if the situation is bad, then we become depressed.
但是不管在任何的环境里面，当我们转向神的时候，我们看见的只有那种 powerful 神的应许跟神的那种喜乐在天上。
So as we focus on God, we only see His throne on the, He's sitting on the throne.
所以赞美就是把我们的从地上的眼光能够举到天上去，向天来观看。
So praises does that. We neglect whatever happened on the world, and we focus on God.
把地上事情就丢开。
And we just toss away whatever is happening around us.
我记得我刚认识 Betty 的时候，我还不是一个基督徒。她是一个所谓牧师的女儿。
And then when I first know Betty, she was a pastor's daughter, but I was not a Christian.
我借着她也观察很多什么叫做一个基督徒。
And of course, she know what a Christian is like.
我们的交往是这样哈，到你们司机。
Now I'm going to report how we know each other.
我们认识的时候是这样，就是我有一个男的这个同学，我的一个好朋友，他有一个好朋友，一个女的，他们两个呢在谈恋爱。
And so one of my best friends and Betty's female friends they're going out.
然后他们两个越谈越不来电，然后他们每次要出去玩就是说，哎 ，Joe， 哎 ，Betty， can you come？ 那我们就跟着就加入，因为他们两个没话讲了，就把我们两个拉进去。
So things are not going well with them. So every time they're going out, so they drag Betty and myself to go with them.
然后他们就越走就越不在一起，后来就要分手了。
So the things still not going out well. So they were just about to split.
那分了就分了。那但是呢，我跟 Betty 看一看，说，哎，他们分了，哎 ，maybe 我们可以继续啊。
So well, the other pair is not working out, but our pair can work out well.
我们就开始继续了。
And so we continue.
后来这个女的这个朋友呢，又很快认识一个男的，很高一个男生。
Okay, and then the female friend of Betty, that after they split up, found another guy who is tall.
但是这个男生呢，另外又有个女生在纠缠这个男生。这个女的是非常的泼辣，非常的暴力倾向。
Sounds like some sort of episode, but anyway.
Sorry.
But so this girl who knows this guy, who there's another girl who is kind of like being pungent and trying to, you know, is a bad relationship there.
然后他们之间呢，就是很麻烦的问题。
So there's a lot of
就是这个女，这她的 Betty 的女的这个朋友跟这个新认识的这个男高的男生。那之间问题真的很复杂，因为有另外的女生在很麻烦。
Because the presence of that third person,
我们就常常聚在一起说怎么去对付那个女的。
And it was troublesome in the relationship, so we can all get together and we're trying to figure out what to do.
就有一次就是把我忘掉 exactly 就是有一个状况很麻烦啊，那个就可能有暴力的倾向，打人的什么倾向，我们就在那边谈啊，怎么办？我们四个人在那边讲。
So there was one situation. The situation is dire. There's maybe some violence that's about to happen. So there's and we are talking. We have some intense discussions.
所以我们大家都不知道怎么办，在抓头，在想不出个好这个。
So we didn't really know what to do. So we all scratching our heads.
就在突然之间呢，贝蒂讲了一句非常经典的话。
And in the midst of that, Betty have something that is extraordinary.
不管了，我要去聚会了。
And she said, forget about it, I'm going to church.
她就走了。
And then she went.
然后我们剩下的还在那边抓头，不知道怎么办。
And all three of us were still trying to figure out what's going on.
但是他在那边敬拜神，我相信已经把世界的劳苦愁烦全部丢在，反正也不是他的事情。
And so as she now worship the Lord, she'll probably forget about all these things that's bothering the rest of us.
这是一件小事情，但是让我们看见。很多的时候呢，我们把这些事情都丢下来，我们去专一敬拜神的时候，我们在这个里面可以得着重新被建立起来。
So that even though there's an small example, that we can see that we many times we can just toss away what is happening around us, and then we can now come focusing on praising God.
如果我们把眼目就看在我们的问题的时候，这个问题会被放大。你知道，我们的眼睛好像一个放大镜一样，看问题就越来越大。
So as we focus on things that is around us, it's like a magnifying actions that.Whatever is surrounding us, whatever is happening is being magnified.
大到一个地步呢，我们的以为的问题呢，比深圳的问题呢要大这么多。原来的问题这么大，原来问题就这么大，像个麦克风，我们会把它放到这么大，
so、that,
然后被这个问题就压死了。
So that even though the situation, the issue can be very small, but as we magnifying, we've been huge that we just can't handle it.
但是呢，当我们学习把问题、把焦点从这个问题上转开，我们看见上帝的时候呢，我们也把上帝的放大了。
So that as we learn to turn our focus from things that are wrong with us, but to God, then God is also being magnified.
当我讲不是把真实的上帝放大，是把我们心中对神的那一种盼望、那一种觉得神能力的那种。那个程度把它放大到稍微可以跟神的能力稍微比拟一下。
So that is really talking about the way that we view God, that we now can understand God's power a bit better.
所以当我们看，就看我们的眼光在看什么东西。
So that all depends on what you're focusing on.
所以因此呢，赞美是会转，当我们的眼睛转向焦点，转向上帝的时候，我们整个人是会被 lift up， 我们会整个人被提升起来。
So as we focus on God, we can all be lift up.
所以祷告的时候呢，我们需要来焦点注意在神的身上。
So as we pray, that we need to focus our attention to God.
像我们在每个礼拜祷告会的时候也是一样，我们一开始一定是很多的敬拜。
And as we do the prayer meeting every Tuesday night, we started with a lot of worship and pray.
因为我们每个礼拜都要为将近20个人或20个家庭的代祷事项要祷告。
And as we're praying for 20 items or 20 families.
还要为40多个人或者40多个人的家庭的家人们的救恩来祷告。
And we also pray for about 40 unbelieving relatives and friends.
还要为以色列人祷告，还要为美国祷告，要为中国祷告，要为我们自己教会的合唱意向福音工作来祷告。
And then we pray for many other things like the revival of this nation. We pray for pray for U.S., pray for Israel, pray for a whole bunch of other things.
有这么多的事情要祷告，但是呢，如果神在我们的心里面只有这么小，那我们就祷告就没有力量了。
So with so many prayer items that if we don't fall, if God is being contained like just little things.Then, yeah, there's no power there.
所以我们需要把我们的眼光看准了，就是神呢不是这么小，他是真的是很大。所以当我们透过一开始的时候，就一定要赞美他、敬拜他，然后让这个透过赞美跟敬拜，我们把神对神的看法、对神的了解呢，把它弄对了。那我们接下来祷告才会有力量。
So in our so when we through praises that we can now focus on God and know that He is great and awesome.Then now we need to stay focused there.
然后呢，最后我再分享说，赞美呢会带来改变。
And then also the praises will bring forth change.
很多的时候呢，透过我们的赞美呢，上帝喜悦，有时候就会做一些很特别的事情。
As God is pleased about our praises, He's going to go about doing things.
我记得我们 Melody 很小的时候呢，大概一岁多的时候啊，在他的身上发生过一件事。
And then when Melody was about one year old, there's something happening to her.
Happened, 她在这边。
And she just happened to be here.
不然我想她已经不记得了。
And she probably didn't remember.
她就有一次啊，就跟人家玩，不小心就摔伤了她的手，就是弄伤了她的手背。
And so when she was playing, she hurt her arm.
然后呢，她的手就很痛，不能够举起来，不能够活动。
And then she couldn't move her arm freely.
有几天的时间。
And there's a number of days that was, she was in pain.
但是她很聪明。
But she was pretty smart.
她不能够用右手吃饭，她可以用左手吃饭。
And she couldn't use her right hand, so she started feeding herself with her left hand.
所以那几天她都用左手可以吃饭。
And then so those few days that she feed herself, she fed herself with just left hand.
啊，就是很痛，也不知道怎么办。我们也不知道，就祷告。
And we didn't really know what to do, so we pray.
那就在有一次，大概几天以后，有一次刚好是一个祷，就是在我们家的祷告会。
And then a few days later, there was a prayer meeting in our house.
那个祷告会有一个伯母，姓黄啊，黄伯母。
And there is a sister there, 黄。
他就听到我们这个那个是大概一岁多的时候，一两岁吧，反正就是很一岁多很小的时候，他就讲说，那就祷告啊，就赞美神啊，祷告。
And then when she heard about the situation, she said, "Well, let's just praise and pray."
他就这个黄伯母就跟 Melody 讲说 ，Melody 把手举起来，哈利路亚，赞美主。
And then she told Melody to lift up her hands to in hallelujah and praising the Lord.
那 Melody 呢就听了他的话就举起来，哈利路亚，赞美主。
And then she was hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哈利路亚。
And then she was lifting up her hand.
哎，好嘞。
And then wow, that everything turned back to normal.
真的好了，就是那一个神奇的医治在我们家发生。
And that happened in our house.
为什么？哈利路亚。手举起来，好了，不能举的就举起来。
And that is all because we are focusing on praising God.
所以我现在我的右手也不知道是五十肩还是什么，也是有点问题。我天天就是哈利路亚。
And then
有一天神会医治我的，哈利路亚。
Yeah, so my shoulder have is a bit sluggish. So now I'm practicing hallelujah, praising the Lord every day.
几个礼拜前有一天，我们 Jason 呢、啊，他流鼻血流得很厉害。
And a few weeks earlier, that Jason was have a bloody nose.
那我们都说跟小朋友说，你要流鼻血的时候，你赶快站到那个洗手槽前面，血是流在洗手槽，不要流在地上到处。所以他就站在洗手槽前面。
So as we taught our kids to go to the sink, so as you are having a bloody nose, so the blood can just kind of drop on the sink.
父母很懒哈。流血还要它干净一点，
我就不翻了。
所以在那个时候，大家都在忙啊，那我就被叫去要处理这个事情。
And so I was asked to take care of that situation.
那我已经知道说这种事情一定要赞美的。
And I already knew that this one requires
小朋友身体一定要赞美的。
And if there are sickness, you need a praise.
所以我就到那边，到那个Jason 的身，我就捏着他的鼻子。
And then so I went beside Jason, and then I pinch his nose.
我就祷告，哦主啊，你在 Jason 的身上做主做王，我赞美你，在 Jason 的鼻子上我赞美你。
And so that I was praising God that the on behalf of Jason on his bloody nose.
所以当我祷告，我就一直祷告，祷告到大概一分钟。
And about one minute later.
哦，原来是一直滴，那不停的。
And then because there was the bloody nose was continuing.
一分钟以后停了。
And then after one minute, the bleeding stopped.
哦，我觉得很稀奇，这种好像没那么快吧？停了，感谢主。
And then after.I was amazed, but well, praise the Lord.
所以很多的时候，我们赞美神，不只让我们把眼目转开在我们的沮丧当中，我们得着了盼望。
And so many times that when we focus on God, that we got hope.
而且很多的时候呢，借着我们的赞美呢，神会成就很奇妙的事情来帮助我们。
And many times as we praise Him, that He will change the situations.
我们最后来看一个经文，在诗篇五十七篇。
And let's look at Psalm 57.
就是大卫呢，你知道大卫打倒了哥利亚以后，大家就在那边唱说，哦，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死什么万万，哦，大家都把大卫捧得比扫罗王还要高。
And as you know that when David slayed Goliath, that when he comes back, there are many praises about.David and is far more than King Saul.
所以扫罗就记恨大卫。
And so, of course, that greatly displeased King Saul.
所以他就要置他于死地。
And then King Saul wanted him dead.
要去杀他。
And then he wanted to kill David.
大卫就要躲，要逃啊。
And then, of course, David was in hiding.
所以在这个生死关头，在逃命的当中。
And then, of course, during this time of crisis.
有一次他躲到一个山洞里面。
And he was hiding in a cave.
扫罗就带着人就在外面搜。
And then, King Saul was bringing his army, was trying, looking over for him.
抓到就一定没命了。
And then, if David was found, that he'll be dead.
就在这个危机的当中。
And during this time of crisis.
有一篇诗篇出来。
And that, this psalm was written.
这诗篇之前小字怎么说？他说大卫逃避扫罗，藏在洞里。那时他做这经诗。
And said, It says David, when he was had fled from Saul and into the cave, that he made this psalm to for the director of music using a tune of "Do Not Destroy You."
所以他一开始就讲了，神啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我，因为我的心投靠你，我要投靠在你翅膀的荫下，等到灾害过去。
And says, "Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for you in you you may my soul take refuge."I'll take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed.
这是一个很正常的祷告。当你被人家追杀，快要死了，那个凶手不是凶手，那个追杀的人就在你这个你快死的时候呢，你怎么祷告？救我啊，救我啊！我要投靠你，你要救我啊！我们就这样祷告，对不对
？And this is normal when the person who want you dead is outside searching for you, that you wanted to have this type of prayer, that God help me and.Help me.
所以第一节写的非常有道理。
And of course, the first verse is that's understandable.
但是接下来呢，他好像有一点秀逗，那个就是脑筋不知道坏掉了还是什么。他接下来他我们看到第七节，他这接下来他开始写什么
？But then, there is a something happened in his head. Then let's go look at verse 7.
他说：“神啊，我心坚定于你。神啊，我心坚定于你。”他开始很，他开始赞美神了。
Well, and then he says, "My heart is steadfast, O God." Okay, that.
他讲说：“你的灵啊，你要早起，我们要及早的行起，我们要唱美妙的旋律，我们要来赞美我们的神。
”And we're talking about that. We're going to sing praises to you, O God.
再到第九节
，and let's look at verse 9.
哦，这该怎么唱啊？你的
第十节
、哦，我不会唱啊。
你的慈爱高及诸天，
我要在称谢你主，我要在万民中称谢你，我要在列邦之中赞美你圣名，开始赞美了。
It says, I'll praise you, O Lord, among the nation. Well, that's close enough.
Yes, 所以有很多很多的赞美开始了。大卫这个时候在干什么
？And then what was David doing at that time?
他不是像我们刚才在这边几个人在唱诗敬拜神啊，他是在什么？他是在逃命，
and、
快死掉了。
At that time, David was hiding in a cave, fearing for his life.
他居然唱说：“我要在万民中称谢你，在列邦中歌颂你。”
And then he was singing praises to God.
因为你的慈爱高过诸天，你的信实达到穹苍。
As your grace reaches to heaven and faithfulness reaches to the sky.
好，不可以想象。
And how can you imagine?
所以大卫是很奇怪的人。
And so David is not ordinary people.
所以他是在圣经里面单一个被称为是合神心意的人。
And that's why he was called the man after God.
因为他对神是非常 sincere, 非常的诚实、真诚。
And because his heart was true to God.
但是他又非常的有信心，神会成就大事。
And then he has faith in God.
所以他虽然把他的苦境告诉神说啊，你要来救我，我要藏在你翅膀的荫下。
And even though that he was under a crisis situation, that I want to hide under your wing.
接下来他就开始赞美神。
And then afterwards he started praising God.
所以这就是一个赞美的一个人生，是一个赞美的态度来到神面前。
So that is a praising attitude of David.
所以我们今天想赞美的时候呢，我们要明白一件事情。
As we are talking about prayer, the praises that we will need to know one thing.
这不只是神他配得。
And it's not because God is worth it.
也不只是他喜悦。
It's not just because he is pleased.
也不只是他的命令。
And it's not because praises is his commandment.
更对我是一个很大的一个祝福。
And it is a blessing for myself.
因为 first of all, 他会让我的眼目离开了我的问题，让我能够有盼望。
So first of all, that I will have hope because I'm now focusing on God instead of focusing on my own surrounding.
让我在主的里面呢，能够得到安息。
And I can rest upon His presence.
然后在现实的上面，神有时候真的就 supernaturally 会来帮助我们。
So that God supernaturally will come and help us.
好像 Melody 讲，哈利路亚赞美主，手就好了。
And then just like Melody was saying that, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们来祷告吧。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，主啊，让我们真的用赞美来进入你的门，感恩进入你的院，主啊，让你自己的恩典借着赞美能够实现呈现在我们的周围。主啊，我们很多的时候我们不会赞美，但主啊，你帮助我们，让我们能够成为一个赞美的人。愿我们的每一个你的儿女们都在称颂你，都在赞美你。愿你的名在这个地方大大的被尊崇。我们谢谢主。恩待我们，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告，阿们。好，我们来唱一首诗歌。